Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Well, I think after tomorrow, we'll have every situation, you know, of the game been installed. Typically, the offense moves a little slower than the defense. But I think, you know, I've liked their progress. I've liked our toughness up front. I've liked that, you know, our starting group has not had a turnover yet. Again, it's not running games or anything, but in practice, it's been something that we, you know, Coach Gase and the offensive staff have stressed ball security. I like where they are right now. I'm anxious to see him, in a game situation. Well, I think Adam's creative. I think he's a good football mind. I think he understands the game, as far as playing, smart football, things you got to do both in the run game and in the pass game. I think we're pretty flexible as far as the use of players and the way that we line up. I don't want to go into too much detail about that. I think he puts them in good spots and creates matchups, and this game's about matchups. Well, as I mentioned before, I mean, coaching, whether regardless of what level, what position, what side of the ball, it's how you can make a player better and put them in positions where they can have success. So I think, obviously, confidence is breeded by success. And so what comes first, you don't know. But you work to the point where you have some success, and then guys gain confidence. And that includes the back and forth with coaches and players. Yeah, I think the idea to move him inside, I think, was a good idea. It's obviously required a lot of work and effort on his part, and hats off to him for that. But I think his skill set fits there, and, we'll see how that goes moving forward. But I've been very pleased with him. I had a relationship with Brian before I came here, so I think that always helps. He and I have a friendship already, and I've encouraged him to be around more, to come around, and he's obliged. I've seen him a couple of times socially this off season, and then he was out here with one of his sons today, so I'll encourage that. I like alumni people. I like people that have been in the seats these guys have been in, and I'm sure they're happy they're not out there practicing right now when they come. At least they mention that. But, they'll be encouraged to be around, Brian included. No, I wasn't on the radio this morning. Somebody else mentioned that to me. I was on the radio yesterday. But he's got a shin, all right? And, you call it splints, call it whatever you want. He's, you've seen him out here. It's not like we're covering up some awful injury where he's in a cast, a boot, and crutches. I mean, we've got a plan for him. We wanted to rest it. It was done in OTAs. Most of you were here to watch that. He practiced. He did a great job. He's, a heck of a fine young player. It flared up. We shut him down for 6 weeks, now going on seven, and we're easing him back. He's at the bit. He's mad at me right now because I won't let him practice. But, we're going to be smart. He is going to be a viable part of our football team, and he's doing things with the trainers, and, we're going to ramp it up as we go. So I can't predict the future, but there's, that's what it is. And it flared up. We're trying to, let it settle down, and we'll see where it goes.